This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Gemar Chasim HaToiva, a gewenchte year. We want you to have a year of Gezint, Nachas, Psuras Toiva, Yisimali Hashem, Kamshas, Lubcham LaToiva. So the Yom HaKadosh is ahead of us. I want to read to you a stanza in the Sefer Igeres, the Rabbeinu Shri Ragoin. Rabbeinu Shri Ragoin wrote a compendium, a historical compendium of all the historical events that occurred before him, especially the dates of Petira of the Gaonim who lived and preceded him. And he writes, Vishnas Tav Tav Chaf Beis, B'yom Kippur, Havazapa, in the year Tav Tav Chaf Beis. It was a time of anger, it was a time of Zam in Shamayim. And Rav Achoy Breid Rav Ravua passed away. When? On Yom Kippur. Uvishnas Tav Tav Chavav. 4 years later, Shachiv Rav Tachna, Umar Zutra, B'nai Rav Chinana. What's quite interesting is the fact that when Rav Shri Ragoin normally records a date, he just records the date. And yet when it comes to the Petira of Rav Achoy Goin, Rav Shri Ragoin doesn't just write the date. First of all, he says the day, Yom Kippur. Fine, that makes sense because it's of note that Rav Achoy Goin passed away on Yom Kippur. But what's also of note is he writes it was a Shas Zam, it was a time of anger. By the way, does anybody know who else was Nifter on Yom Kippur? Who else was killed on Yom Kippur? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was Nifter on Yom Kippur. In fact, some suggest that the reason why Yom Kippur begins, oh, here's a Ralat Sadik, Oli Yisrael, Simcha, it's Seifei Teva, it's Rabbi Akiva. It's a hesped nechba, a hidden hesped for Rabbi Akiva. Actually, putting two and two together, it suggested that since we know that Rabbi Akiva passed away bizman Kriya Shema, well, which Zman Kriya Shema was it? So there's a question which Zman Kriya Shema was, whether it was in the evening or the morning. But be it as it may, Rabbi Akiva also passed away on Yom Kippur. But why does Rabbi Shri Ragoin write that when it comes to the Petira of Rabbi Achoy Goin, it was Bashas Zappa, it was a time of anger? Why does it have to say it was a time of anger? We know Yom Kippur begins with Kol Nidre, which is definitely of note. Something people get very into the tune of Kol Nidre, people get very emotional when it comes to Kol Nidre, when the truth is, it's not a very emotional tefillah. In fact, it's not emotional at all. It's actually the driest tefillah you could possibly imagine. It's a very technical tefillah. We're being mater neder. We're annulling vows. Like, what are you crying about, pal? Do you even know what we're saying now? But people get very emotional, and the tune of people are swaying. What are you swaying? Why are you swaying? Right? Imagine, do you ever cry when you pay off a credit card debt? It's like you're calling up Discover card. By the way, what's my bill this month? Okay, here's my account. Do you start swaying and shuckling? It's an annulment of vows. It's not an emotional tefillah. Why does Yom Kippur end? Hashem hu alaykim, Hashem hu alaykim. 7 times we say Hashem hu alaykim. What's the significance of that? Why is that? Let's take note of the fact, if you look in Parshas Achrei Mois in the beginning, so it talks about the Avoida of Yom Kippur, Acharei Mois Bnei Aaron, Bekarvasam El Hashem Ayamusu, and it tells you what to do, and how to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and what karbanos to bring. It only leaves out one very important detail. When? When in the world does this Avoida apply? It does not tell you what day to do it until the end of that particular parsha, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Tes, V'hayisa lachem l'chukah soylam, b'achoydesh hashvi, b'elsar l'achoydesh, ta'anu es nafshay seichem, b'chol malacha loisasu, ha'ezrach v'hagar b'soichichem. What day? So it says, b'achoydesh hashvi, b'elsar l'achoydesh, ki b'ayoyim hazeh yechaper, on that day God will atone. By the way, ki b'ayoyim hazeh yechaper is Rosh Tevois, b'chia. It's a remez to the importance of demois on Yom Kippur. L'taher eschem, mikoil chatoiseichem, lefnei Hashem titaru, is Rosh Tevois, chamalti. That if you do, kivayem hazeh yechaper, b'chia, you will merit, mikoil chatoiseichem, lefnei Hashem titaru, chamalti. says Reb Chaim Falaji. But be it as it may, it's an oddity and an anomaly. This is the only time by a Yom Tif where instead of telling you the date and then what to do, it tells you what to do and we have no idea what date it is until the end. Asks the B'nai Yisoschar, look at number 4 in Ma'amar Chodesh Tishrei, Ma'amar Ches Ois Beis, asks the B'nai Yisoschar, V'hoysu lechem l'chuka salam b'chodesh ha'shvi, be'elsa l'chodesh, ki b'ayem azay yichaper aleichem, me'haroi l'osei slev. It is worthy to pay attention. Lama l'inizbar hayoim hanoyad, take off petchilas haparsha. Why does the Torah not tell us the date at the beginning of the parsha? Rak haparsha mevaeres petchila avodah shel yom. First, the parsha tells us what to do. The acher kach hizgeres hayom kelach hayan. And then, like, you know, agavurcho. Oh, by the way, I forgot. You know, I'm making a wedding. It's, you know, I hope you come. It's going to be an amazing wedding. We're going to have a 10-piece band. We're going to have the best food in the world. You better be there. Okay. You want me to come, right? So you want to tell me when the wedding is, right? So here you have a whole parsha that tells you about what to do. And then, oh, by the way, let me tell you the date. What's going on over here? V'kanhu behepach. On the pasuk, ki vayoyim hazeh, yechaper aleichem letaher eschem. This is one of the 6 psukim in the Tanakh that the word bayoyim is vocalized bayoim and not biyoim. Really, it should be biyoim. Ki biyoim hazeh, during the course of this day, Hashem will atone for you, to forgive you. And in the Masorah, it points out this is one of the 6 times that the word bayoim is nakod with a patach instead of bi. But what is the difference between biyoim and bayoim? Biyoim means in the course during the day, bayoim means with the day. Okay, let's point out another interesting phenomenon. In the new generation, you know, I'm in a shul, it's a young generation, this is unheard of. Nobody even knows of such a thing. But in the older generation, nobody knows the other way. What day is coming up? What do they say? How they used to call it? Yom HaKodesh. Yom HaKodesh. Yom HaKodesh. Right? You remember that?
Yes.
I never, in my generation, nobody ever, not only nobody says that, nobody heard of such a thing. In the older generation, Avada, Yom HaKadosh, Yom HaKadosh. My grandparents, Yom HaKadosh. In the shtir, right? Everybody, Yom HaKadosh. Where does that come from, Yom HaKadosh? I mean, it's a nice name, I'm not saying it's a wrong name, but, you know, we usually call a name by what the name is. It's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, you know, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur, Purim. Why do we call it Yom HaKadosh? Like, are we afraid to say the name? Are we afraid? This is an observation made by the B'nai Yisachar as well. Like, why do people, Anshei Maisa, Chasidim HaRishonim, they wouldn't say Yom Kippur, they would say Yom HaKadosh. But it's more than that. It's not just a common practice. It's not just the way people speak. Let's look at the name of the Masechtas. Yeah, so you have Masechta Shabbos, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Masechta Sukkah, Masechta Megillah, Masechta Psachim, you even have Shavuos, yeah, what do you know, right? And you have all the Yomim Tovim, and what, when it comes to Yom Kippur, Yuma, what does Yuma mean? So call it Yom HaKippurim, Yom Kippur, like why the day? Almost like the minog of calling it Yom HaKadosh comes from the fact that even Rebbe himself named it Yuma, the day, and not Yom Kippur. So this is observed in the Sefer B'nai Yisachar, and actually, I'll give credit in the Sefer Oz Yashir of Rav Moshe Schwerd. He has a very beautiful Sefer on the Yom HaRoim and also on Matan Torah, and he points out many of these ha'aras, the last 2 specifically that we mentioned. If you look at number 6, Kedushas Yom HaKippurim Shoina Mishar Chagei Hashana. The sanctity of Yom Kippur is different than the sanctity of other days of the year. HaKadusha Yechudus Ad Kedei Kach. The Kedusha is so unique. Sheyeshnam Chassidim Anshei Ma'aseh Anim Noam Lahazkeh Shemoi Shel Yom HaKadosh Hazeh. But rather they call it Yom HaKadosh. Additionally, if you look at the names of the Masechtas, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah, Psachim, but there ain't no Yom Kippur. Yuma. 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 Why is that? let's bring the following idea. Let's say somebody sits in shul all day Yom Kippur and he fasts all day. All day he fasts. What has he done to his averos? Nothing. Gornish telfen. Why? Because we paskin like the chachamim that ein Yom Kippur mechaper b'li tshuva. So you could cry and you could sing every Dveikus Nigin and every Kalbach Nigin and every Machni say Rachamim. You think, oh, he's Rachamim. I got rid of a third of my Averis. I got that Nigin in. Nothing. It doesn't do anything. You have to do tshuva, not sing your heart out. It's nice. You want to sing? Good. Gevaldik, sing. You have to do tshuva. While you're singing, be Maharva tshuva. But Rebbe holds not. Rebbe holds, you don't have to do tshuva. Rebbe holds Yitzumai Shal Yoyim Mechaper. The day itself is Mechaper. Which is Pilei Plum. The day itself is Mechaper. But we paskin like the Chachamim. Ein Yitzumai Shal Yoyim Mechaper. But rather what? Rather Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper B'li Tshuva. And yet if you look in the Rambam uses a Lashon Yitzumai Shal Yoyim Mechaper. Which sounds like the Rambam is passing like Rebbe. But we don't paskin like Rebbe. So why does the Rambam utilize the Lashon of Rebbe? Unless the pshat is avada, we hold itzuma shel yom mechaper. If you do tshuva, it's not that tshuva is the kapara. It's that if you do tshuva, that activates that the day itself is mechaper. I'll give you some very interesting examples. The name of the yomtiv is yom kippur. No such thing. Yom kippurim. Yom kippur is for short. But the name is Yom Kippurim. Why Lashon Rabim? Why do we call it a Lashon Rabim? This is the Kasha of the Darkei Moshe, Simon Tafresh Chaf Aleph. So Darkei Moshe writes, as well as the Rokeach, it's not on the sheet, that the reason why it's Lashon Rabim is because it's a Yom Kapara for the Chayim, and it's a Yom Kapara for the Mesim. How in the world could it be a Yom Kippur for the Mesim? How is it Mechaper the Mesim? But we hold like the Rabbanon that Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper B'li Tshuva. A mess can't do Tshuva. So why call it Yom Kippur? How is it Mechaper for the Mesim? Asks Rav Yaakov Orenstein, the Baal Yeshuas Yaakov. Simen Tafresh Chaf Aleph. So he says a Davar Nifla. Most people in this world, when they pass away, they're not as lucky as Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Achoy Yigoyin to be Nifter on Yom Kippur. So they're nifter anywhere between Yod Aleph Tishrei and Tes Tishrei. Go out and take a poll in the cemeteries. Ask the people, when did you pass on? Most of the people did not pass away on Yom Kippur. So the question then is, so how did they get kapara for the after the last Yom Kippur of their life? Meaning avada, until the last Yom Kippur of their life, they had a Yom Kippur to take care of them. But the last day to 364 days, how did they ever get kapara? The answer to that is Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is mechaper for the last year of someone's life, even if they never did tshuva. Aye, but we hold not like Rebbe. We don't hold Yitzuma Shoyam Mechaper. We hold Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper Tshuva. That's only if you're able to do tshuva. But if you're not able to do tshuva, then avada, we're maskim to Rebbe that Yitzuma Shoyam is Mechaper, says Yeshua Siaka. Very interesting. It's a big chiddush. That means we agree that Yom Kippur, the day itself, has the koyach to be mechaper. Avad, if you could do tshuva, you can't just rely on the Yitzumai Shal Yom, but if you can't do tshuva, Yom Kippur will be mechaper for that last year.
Why can't you say Yom Misa is mechaper?
The Yom Misa?
Right.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you could have said that, right? Maybe you would have thought. I hear it.
Yom Erit Biflei Misu, so
Yeah. No, because the truth is the Gemara in Yuma says that what sometimes Tshuva and Yom Kippur and Yisurim can't do, Yom HaMisa is Mechaper. But that's what, this is the Chiddush of the Yeshuas Yaakov. I'll tell you another place where we say Yitzuma Shel Yom Mechaper. There's a Gemara in Ksubis. Remember this Gemara? The Gemara in Ksubis says, at the time of the Patira of Rebbe, a little document came down in the Shamayim, and it says, anyone who is at the Levaya of Rebbe is Mezuman L'chaye Olam Haba. Remember that Gemara? And there was a Koyves who said, Oyvay, I missed the Levaya! And he jumped off the roof, and then the Baskel said, okay, you could also go to Olam Haba. It's a Gemara in Ksubis, right? Remember that Gemara? Why was anyone who was at the Hes of Rebbe Mezuman L'chaye Olam Haba? So over the years, I've seen this in many places. I never remembered where. So today, I found it in a parsha sheet. They quote Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector. So, I've seen this from a number of places. He says, Go'inus. You ready? Why do we read about the Asara Harugei Malchus on Yom Kippur? Why do we talk about the 10 martyrs on Yom Kippur? So Chazal say, Lama Nismacha Misas Miriam Lepara Aduma Loimar Lach Ma Para Mechaper Af Misas Tzadikim Mechaper. The death of the righteous atones like Yom Kippur. So listen to the Goyness of Yitzchak Elchanan Spector. If the death of the righteous atones like Yom Kippur, well, the same way Rebbe and the Rabbanon argue whether Yom Kippur alone is mechaper or you need to do tshuva, they would also argue whether the Misa of Tzadikim alone is mechaper or do you also need to do tshuva. Meaning Rebbe would hold merely the death of the righteous is mechaper without tshuva, like Yitzuma Shel Yoim, and the Rabbanon would say, no, you have to do tshuva. Al pi Kabbalah, on the day of someone's patira, we paskin like them, says Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Memela, anyone who is at the Levaya of Rebbe, so Lekavod a Rebbe, they paskin like him, and therefore normally if you weren't there, we don't paskin like Rebbe. We paskin Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper B'li Tshuva and Ein Mitzvah Tzadikim Mechaperes B'li Tshuva. But if you're at Rebbe's Levaya, Lekvodoy Shel Rebbe, we would paskin Itzuma Shel Yom Mechaper, Mitzvah Tzadikim alone is Mechaper, and therefore anyone who is there is Mezuman L'chayah Elam Abba, says Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Be it as it may, from here we see that even though we need to do tshuva, the day itself has the koyach to be mechaper. Says Bnei Yisachar, this day of Yom Kippur, it comes from a different realm. It comes from what is called, if you look at number 7, Menir Liatam, it's Kedei Lehisvada Ulhigolos Malas Kedusha Sayoim Shehu Bebechinas Bina Alma Deskasaya Tshuva Ila Olam Haba. There's something about the concept of tshuva that comes from a very hidden place, a remote place. You know the famous Yushalmi? God asked Chachma, what should happen to someone who sins? So Chachma said he should kill him. God asked the Nevi'im. Nevi'im said, get rid of them. God asked the Malachim. The Malachim said, you got to punish them. God asked the Torah. Torah said, what should be done? I don't know. Let him bring a carbon or something. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself could give the Eitzah of Tshuva. It's beyond the scope of Malachim, Nevi'im, Chachma, only the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even the Torah can't give the Eitzah of Tshuva. Could it be that this time of the year, the reason why the parshiyos are the shortest, we don't give big parshiyos. It's like this Zman of the year, it's like not in the Torah. The Torah can't give us the Eitzah of the Yom and the Ram of the Zmanei Tshuva. This week, we learn Vayelech. It's like the smallest parsha of the week. Even the Torah can't get us out of this jam. This jam that we're in, we need the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. So the parshas we learn, we're Yotze Zayin, 30 psukim. That's the least we could do. But be it as it may, the day of Yom Kippur, says Bnei Yisachar, comes from Alma Disgasaya. It comes from Olam Haba. It's like the Olam Haba itself is coming down to this world. How many times does the Torah write about Olam Haba? The Torah doesn't write about Olam Haba. It's not in the Torah. It's Merumah is in the Torah, but not explicitly. So Yom Kippur is like a day out of Olam Haba, Ein Bo Yachila, Ein Bo Shtia. It's like a hidden day. Therefore, when it comes to the date of Yom Kippur, the Torah hides it. The Torah says, do this avodah, that avodah, it's a major avodah. When? Oh yeah, I guess we'll have to tell you the date. At the end, we'll slip it in, we'll sneak it in. But the concept of Yom Kippur is that it comes from a different realm. And let's expand on this point. Therefore, now what is this realm? What is Yom Kippur? Listen to this idea. Yom Kippur is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that materializes and crystallizes as a day of the year. Yom Kippur is the Shem Hashem manifest as a day of the year, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows His name to become a Yom, and therefore we're not allowed to say the name. Therefore we don't say it. We don't say Yom Kippur. It's not usur, but out of respect for the day, the minhag is, you say Yom HaKadosh. So Rosh Hashanah, you could say. Pesach, you could say. Shavuos, not that you're not allowed to. It's just a certain hargasha. The day has so much kedusha. It is as it is the day of the Shem Hashem. Therefore, it's Masechta Yuma. Therefore, it's the Yom HaKadosh. Based now, as far as I know, this is the only time I ever found that the following two luminaries say the same thing. Mamish exactly. The Bnei Yisachar and Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. They both say the exact same point. But Rav Soloveitchik actually expands, he quotes the Bnei Yisachar, and he expands ideas, he says a very beautiful insight. If you look in the Mishnah on Yuma, how many times does a Kohen Gadol say Vidoy on Yom Kippur? So first he's Misvadeh for himself and his household. Then he's Misvadeh for himself and the Kohanim. And then he's Misvadeh for all of Klal Yisrael. So there are three Mishnayos in Yuma, if you take a look in number 8. So first we have Balo Yetzel Paroi, he came to his par. Uparoi hoya oimeid bein ha'ulam v'la mezveach, roishoi la'daroim, upanav lamarav, v'ha'koyen oimeid ba'mizrach, upanav lamarav. V'soimich shtei yadav alav u'mizvadeh. V'kach hoya oimer, Ano Hashem, avisi pashati chatosi lefanecha, ani uveisi. Ano Hashem, kaper no lo avoinos v'lapesham lachatoim. Right. So first he says Ano Hashem, and he says his chatoim, and then he says Ano Hashem be mechaper. The first time Ano Hashem, the second time Ano Hashem. Then the next Mishnah, Bala Eitzel Paroi Shnia, Soimich Shtei Yadav Alav Mitzvadeh, Ve'kach Hoya Oimer, Ano Hashem, Avisi V'shadu Chatoz V'necha, Niu V'isi, V'mnei Arinam Kedoshecha, Ano Hashem, Kaper No, Lo Avoy Nois V'lapisham V'lachatoim. Yeah, fine. Now the third one. Yuma Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Baloi Eitzel Sar HaMishtaleach. V'soymech Shtei Yadav Olav Masada. V'kach Hayoymer Ona Hashem Avu Pashu Chodol B'necha Amcha Beis Yisrael Ona V'Hashem. Ah. The third time in the second Ona, it's not Ona Hashem, it's Ona V'Hashem. And the Tosfos Yom Tov takes note of this. And he wants to know, should it be Ona V'Hashem all three times perhaps? Maybe it's a mistake, it's Ana Hashem. And the Tosfos Yom Tov discusses this, and he seems to come out. In fact, all three times it's Ana Bashem. You hear this? I'm not saying this is what we do, this is what the Tosfos Yom Tov says is correct, that we say Ana Bashem. Well, says Rav Soloveitchik, explaining the Bnei Yisachar, it's in a footnote in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav. He explains the concept of Yom Kippur, and the truth is that Arizal speaks about this, that, you know, we have different relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the night of Yom Kippur, it's such a unique relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is our mother, the night of Yom Kippur. And the kittel that we wear is like the mother who swaddles her baby in the white. And when a baby soils his garments, so does the mother say to her son, you change it. Does the mother say, when the baby soiled, then even the father says to the mother, change the baby. Right? All of a sudden, it becomes the mother's job. And the mother, b'chvayda uva'atzma, she takes care of the child. So too, the night of Yom Kippur. So to speak, we're dirty, we're soiled, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself comes, he swaddles us, he cleans us, he puts us in white. It's not beneath his dignity for the Ribbono Shel Olam to come himself and clean up our mess. And how does Hashem come down? He takes the Shem Hashem, and the Shem Hashem manifests itself as the Yom of Kippur, as the Yom HaKippurim. And therefore, in order to bring down the Shekhinah, you know how Yom Kippur begins? We know, how do we bring the Shekhinah down? Elohim, Nitzav, Ba'adas, El, right? Elohim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel, that the Ribbono Shel Olam stands in the Bezdin. So the first thing we do on Yom Kippur, if we want to bring the Shekhinah down, is we convene a Bezdin. We're not convening a Bezdin only to be Mavatel Ar Nadarim. One of the ideas of convening the Bezdin, it's a way of bringing down the Shekhinah, Elohim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel. So Ribbono Shel Olam himself comes down from the 7 Rakia, to the 6th, to the 5th, to the 4th, to the 3rd, to the 2nd, into our neshama, to be menake, the lichlich of the neshama. It's not beneath the dignity of Hashem. Lifnei Hashem titaru. And how is Hashem mechaper for our sins? How does Hashem clean us? Hashem cleans us with the yoyim. What's the yoyim? The shem Hashem. Therefore, says Rav Soloveitchik, the Tosfos Yom Tov is correct that we say, Ana Hashem, please the name, Avisi Bashati. But the way you say it is, Ana Bashem Kaperna, God, please, with your name atone me. And therefore the way to read it is not like any chazan you ever heard. So tell them. He said, what do you mean? I trained by Kusovitsky. You say, Kusovitsky has a good voice, but you need to learn how to read the words. Kachoyoymer, Ana Hashem. Avisi Pashadani Vesi Ana Pause Bashem Kaperna Lava with the name be Mechaper. That's the Kayach of Yom Kippur. The source of Kedusha, the power of Yom Kippur, is fueled by its manifestation of the Shem Hashem that comes down and concretizes as the day of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is akin to saying the Shem HaMefirash. Yom Kippur is the day of the Shem HaMefirash. The day the Kohen Gadol was able to say the Shem HaMefirash, it's a day of the ineffable name of Hashem. But when Yom Kippur is over, then mommy has to go, so to speak. Hashem hu Elokim, and the Ribbono Shel Olam goes up from this world, first Rakia, seven Rakia, the seven Rakiyim, and then Ne'ilah is over, until next time. So if you want to know with what is Hashem mechaper us on Yom Kippur, it's b'shem. Ana b'shem kaperna. It's with the name. And the name is the day. The day is the name. Perhaps then we could answer the observation of the Aruch HaShulchan, who says, why by Yom Kippur does it say, ki b'yoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem? It should say, b'yoyim, during the day, Hashem forgives us. B'yoyim implies, with the day, Hashem is mechaper. That, in fact, is what is occurring. That even though we don't hold like Rebbe, we don't reject Rebbe entirely, even though we hold you have to do tshuva, but the yoyim itself, the itzumai shel yoyim, we still believe in the concept of itzumai shel yoyim. We just need tshuva to activate it. As we mentioned, in the last year, we will agree to Rebbe. If you make it to Rebbe's levaya, itzumai shel yoyim mechaper. This is an interesting idea. The Gemara talks about different times of the year. If a person passes away, is it a siman tov or is it a siman ra? It's never a good time, right? But the Gemara Ksuba says, someone who's nifter on a Friday, it's a siman tov because you go straight into the Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, it's not a good siman. But on the other hand, the Erev Yom Kippur is a siman ra. Matzah Yom Kippur is a siman tov. Gemara Ksuba, Kuf Gimel. Why? Erev Yom Kippur, it's like, you know, you just missed it. You just, you know, you could have had a Yom Kippur before you went upstairs. So it wasn't a good siman. Matzah Yom Kippur, you go upstairs clean. The shaila is, what if somebody passes away on Yom Kippur? Is it a siman ra, or is it a siman tov? The Gemara says Erev Yom Kippur is a siman ra. Matzah Yom Kippur is a siman tov. What about on Yom Kippur itself? And the answer to that is, it's a machlokes rishonim. The Gemara in Ksubis has a shaila, is Yom Kippur mechaper in increments? Meaning, after Kol Nidre, you get 10% off, and after Maariv, you get 20% off, and after the Shir HaYichud, you get 25%, and then after, until Shochet Ad, you get another 3%, and then until Shemoneh Esrei, now you're up to 34%, and then after Avinu Malkeinu, now you're up to 47%, and after they sell Aliyos, you're back down to 30, you have to start again. And then, right? How does it work? Or do we say no? Zero until the moment the shofar blows, 100%. How does it work? Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yim Koim Damai. This was first published in the Koivetz HaPardes in Elul, Tafrei Sadek Beis. And now is published in the Koivetz in Yonim. Says Rabbi Chanan, we hold Yom Kippur doesn't work until it's over. That was Rabbi Chanan who said, ain't over till it's over. Right? It ain't over till it's over. Don't book out early. I was once a rabbi in a shul. I can't say. Okay. Not now, maybe after Yom Kippur. You know what happens when the shofar blows? Okay, we'll leave it at that. Okay. So, Rav Shri Ragoin was Niftar on Yom Kippur. Niftar on Yom Kippur, is that a Siman Tov or Siman Ra? Says Rav Chanan, someone passes on Yom Kippur, we hold Yom Kippur is not Mechaper till the end. So the truth is, it was a Siman Ra then. So Siman Ra...
He didn't have an Aveda to go in.
What?
He didn't have an Aveda going into Yom Kippur.
Yeah. So says Rav Chanan, that's why Rav Shri Ragoin wrote that it was a time of Zap, it was a time of anger. It was a time of Kas in Shemayim. It wasn't a Siman Ra for Rav Achoy Goin. Meaning the reason why Rav Shri Ragoin went out of his way to write as a Shas Zappa is because Rav Shri Ragoin held that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper until the end, and therefore to write that he was Niftar on Yom Kippur would have been like accusatory of Rav Achoy Goin, and therefore he wrote as a Shas Zappa. By the way, we could say the same thing about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva also is Niftar on Yom Kippur, but it wasn't a Siman Ra, it was a time of it was a Shas Shmad, it was a time of the Gzera of the Malchus. But be it as it may, Rabbi, even though we hold you need to do tshuva, there is an incredible nuclear energy and power on Yom Kippur. Itzumai shel yom. It's a yom that there is a hargasha we can't even say the day because the day itself is the manifestation of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. And therefore we say Masechta Yuma. It's a day that comes from a different realm. It's as if it's beyond the Torah itself. That's why we don't say the date of Yom Kippur until the very end of the parasha. It's Ki Bayoim Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem. We should be Zoicha that Ribbono Shel Olam should be Machzir us B'tshuva Shleima, and through the Koyach of Yom Kippur we should all be Zoicha to Achasima Toiva, and take the opportunity to ask Mechila from anybody if there's anything that I need to be Nimchal for, and wishing everybody a year of Bracha V'Hatzlacha Abiyas Gehel Tzedek.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.